Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's 1:39 in our studio. Daniel McGuire, you know him from The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise 2016. If you're coming downtown onto Michigan Avenue and you are looking into our showcase studio, I'm the one wearing the purple sweater. It's probably difficult if you can just looking through the glass to know which of us is the model bachelor and which of us is the 57-year-old talk show host. So I've worn a purple sweater, and that might help you. And then he has on a blue long-sleeve shirt and muscles or whatever you call those things. Daniel, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
okay. You were on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
Yeah, that was last season, and the new season is starting pretty soon.
So that means you were one of the guys vying for the attention of the girl.
Yeah, 25 guys try to fight for one girl's attention who you don't know anything about, and I didn't know anything about. And I don't know, it was a weird situation. Learned pretty quick that it's not something that normally happens, right?
You got that right.
And,
well, you had never been on TV before? You hadn't been?
Had no.
You
done? No, not really. No, I'd say no.
I mean, but that whole thing has to be sort of surreal.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's strange. I got used to it pretty quick, but it is strange, you know, all the cameras around and, you know, the producers ask you questions and, you know, guys fighting for a girl's attention, which I don't like fighting for a girl's attention unless I was like really, really into her, but.
You don't even know this girl.
Yeah, and I wasn't into her either, so it's hard. It's still like.
Oh, really? So from the get-go, you thought, if I don't win this, I'm cool with that.
Oh, could care less, yeah.
But you were obligated to do the show.
Well, because it's, well, not just that. I didn't want to lose. I was competitive, and, you know, I still wanted to give it a chance, right?
But is it hard then when you have your one-on-one moments with her to really genuinely try and win her affection when you aren't into her?
Yeah, well, I mean, I still wanted to, like, give it a chance. It wasn't not like 100% no, but I was like. It wasn't like when I saw her, I was like head over heels. And, you know, when you first see a girl or whatever you're into, you first like have that connection. No, it wasn't even close.
Yeah. How much of the interactions are set up by the producers? You know, like you say this or you do that, or these girls aren't getting along or these guys aren't getting along. So let's have a scene where X. How much of that goes on?
So I guess is it like scripted in a sense? I mean, so when the guys are just hanging out in the mansion, there's stationary cameras and then cameras walking around and, you know, just watching, recording your conversations. And then once in a while, they'll be like, okay, something's going to happen. Okay, you know, stay around or whatever. Or the producer will ask a question to get a conversation started or whatnot. But, I mean, it's still fairly open for the most part.
Well, I think my answer to that question has always been the Bachelor series or any of them, that while maybe some of it is artificial, you are what you are. So even though this is kind of weird, who are these guys? And I'm not even into this particular girl, but your personality does sort of come forward, right?
Yes and no. So, for example, they can pick and choose whatever they want to air, you know, as in, because it's up to them. You know how many to say. And number two, you can totally be someone else. You can be whoever you want to be. And if the producers, I don't know, every show is different. The producers might, I don't know, I'm not saying this is my case, but they might be like, okay, be excited about this or how beautiful is so-and-so. So like, you know, they can, you're not, none of us are actors. So we're not like reading a script or anything, not like that or, you know, but they might be like, be excited about this or whatever.
Right.
I don't know, but.
Were you yourself in the show?
On The Bachelorette, I was myself. But they only showed parts of it. So, I mean.
Were you happy with how you were portrayed?
For The Bachelorette, yeah. I mean, I wasn't disappointed or anything. But I wish they showed a little bit more of me instead of just like the drunk crazy one, I guess. And that was kind of like me.
Oh, there was some drunk crazy one?
Oh, I wasn't that drunk. But yeah, I guess there's definitely some alcohol involved.
So when that's going on and you guys are doing the drunk crazy. You know they're rolling, right?
I mean, of course. The best thing is, I have no shame. I'm not embarrassed. I'm just being myself. But they don't show the other. They didn't show the other parts of me
again, guys.
Because I only went halfway through this season, so they only wanted. They could only show so much. If I went the whole way, and then they would probably would have showed a little bit more of me. But also because I only have an hour or two each week to show, right?
Right. So, stuff's got to get cut. The editing is the hell of it.
Yeah, and then exactly. And then on Paradise, I was more happy with my edit because they showed more of me.
Okay, now wait a minute. So you were on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Then you go on Bachelor in Paradise 2016.
Yeah.
So because you were a known commodity to them, they go, hey, that's a good looking
guy. Well, it's the same.
Guy.
They're run by the same producers.
Same thing. So then, but I don't suppose everybody gets invited.
No.
And Bachelor in Paradise was 10 women, 10 guys.
Roughly, I think it's like 10 and 9 starts off with this, roughly about that. Yeah.
And then you were paired up.
You're trying to find a girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever you're into, and
I see.
You're trying to get engaged by the end of it.
So did you match up with somebody?
There was never any big sparks, but I still wanted to see what was out there and give it a chance.
For God's sakes, man, you have 10 of the most beautiful women on TV, and we can't find somebody for you on two shows?
I would disagree. Not the most 10 beautiful. I mean, they're just 10 random girls, basically. Let's just put it that way.
So none of
none of them are models or anything like that. No, they're just,
you're a model.
I have modeled. I'm not currently modeling right now.
Right.
But
so none of them were wow.
No, not for me.
And were any of them at least personally very interesting to you and you thought, this is great?
Personality-wise, yeah, there were some where I'd be friends with and I'd hang out with, but not that I would, be in love with just from personality-wise.
Yeah. So was that kind of disappointing? You survey the room and you go, I'm going to do this thing again, but...
I just wanted to see what I kind of played along and, kind of made it seem like I was interested and tried my best and, see what I could work with. But you can only do so much. To be realistic about the whole thing, you need a bigger selection of women or just some luck on your side sometimes,
Right. Well, that's the conceit of the show has always been a little preposterous. The idea that via a game show, a man and a woman could find true love and be married.
Mm-hmm.
And that's The Bachelor. In fact, when they did the first one, we all watched it and we thought, okay, that was kind of cool. But really, I didn't think there'd be legs to the series because they wouldn't, in fact, get married season after season. Mm-hmm. And we'd realize this doesn't work. The Bachelor or The Bachelorette don't find true love. It can't happen.
Well, I kind of say this, but obviously they're not going to do this and they can't do this for whatever reasons. But for things to be possible, for me at least, I would say, okay, this is what kind of woman I'm looking for. And they narrow that down to 1,000 out of, say, 100,000 applied or 10,000 applied. And then out of that 1,000, I would line them up and be like, okay, just from based off looks, just get down to 100. Then from that 100, then we have like a 5-minute, little... not interview, but a little 5-minute speed date.
This is the way they cast the American Idol. They have them line up and they come up to him and go sing. And 10 seconds in, they go yes or no.
What I mean?
Yes or no?
This is just 10 random girls where it's like it could be totally qualities that I'm not looking for.
Would you be involved in this sort of power?
Well, again, they could start off the beginning from the huge thing,
but then
then you want to
you'd like to run through the line of 100
like,
or 1,000.
Yeah, and then get down to 25. And then after there, then you have such a better chance of actually finding love,
Okay, so that would be the ideal show if you were the single bachelor.
Of course.
Yeah, I could deal with that too, by the way. So you were... You didn't have that. You were paired up with these limited number of people. You did find a quote-unquote mate, but you and she didn't get married.
We weren't even considered. I wouldn't even consider. It was just friendship level. Yeah.
So then that ends.
Yeah.
And so then what happens?
As for
you, what do you do now?
Oh well, since the show's finished airing in first week of September. I've been personal training. I've been working in a restaurant. I've been doing appearances. I've done some other TV shows, which can't yet talk about until they start.
Yeah,
they're about to get aired.
And
by
there's a show that you're going to be on, but we'll respect that.
Yeah.
Well, why does it say this here though? It does say on the press release here. It says you have signed to star in the new Bachelor in Paradise All Stars 2017, shooting this June, premiering in August.
That's new to me. I'm not aware of that.
Congratulations.
I don't know where that came from, but
would you be okay with that?
I would go back on Paradise.
I wonder
it's
what that would be. What would Bachelor in Paradise All Stars?
I've never heard of that. This is totally new to me.
Okay, this is my guess. They'll take some of the people's favorite bachelors and bachelorettes,
which
from
they
kind of
do
seasons,
usually,
and then they'd
they usually often do is get some people from the past seasons. Some people were quote unquote big on social media,
is there somebody you would love to be paired up with on one of those shows? One of the bachelorettes?
There are some girls that
give me some names because we're on the air right now. I can make some phone calls, we can make that happen. Who'd you like to be on The Bachelor in Paradise All Stars?
You're putting the pressure on me now.
Are there any that come to mind?
Oh man, you're putting me on the pressure because if I say one, then
no, they'll get over it if you don't remember them all. I mean, people win the Oscars and they don't mention everybody. But who would be good on your list?
I've spoken with these couple girls were on this most recent season. Yeah. Lacey,
right?
She was. I've talked with her a little bit.
Is that kosher or is it okay for you to sort of shop other shows, Bachelorettes or?
Well, that's what happens is. These people, guys and girls, it's a small little network, and everyone kind of gets to know each other, some more than others, depending on what city you live in. For example, you live in L.A., a bunch of guys and girls might live there, and they get together, and they do events together, or parties, and whatnot.
Have a common experience. Okay, so Lacey, who else would you like on that one?
This girl named, I never met her before, but Whitney, she's a good-looking girl. I've never met her, but...
get Whitney on the list.
Another girl, Danielle. She's
probably
a nurse.
Helps if you know their last names.
Horrible with names. Well, but I can't name anybody.
You want to be sincere. You want to show them that you're there for them.
Unfortunately, I'm just one of those people. I'm just bad with names.
Yeah, that's a skill set we all have to work on. I'm terrible with names.
I'm so bad. I've worked with people for like 4 summers at a restaurant. And didn't know their names after 4 summers. I mean, they're back in the kitchen, so a little different, separate, but you know.
Well, so we've already seen you in The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise 2016. So hopefully we'll see you on this other thing that you're just now discovering.
Well,
that'll be pretty awesome.
Like I said, I would like to do it, but they don't announce to like the people probably until end of May. And then the public won't be aware of it till maybe the end of June.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd like to do it. It's fun. It's just, we got to see if, you got other options to choose from, right?
Daniel McGuire from the Bachelorette franchise and Bachelor franchise. Thanks for coming in. Congratulations. Good luck. We'll see you on TV.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's a 150. This is WGN.